is Stormont's big idea in the economy in big trouble. Cutting corporation tax, the tax on company profits, has been the centrepiece of government economic policy here. The plan is to reduce the rate to 12.5% in 2018 and get an advantage over the rest of the UK when attracting investors. But now the Chancellor, George Osborne, wants to bring Great Britain's rate down from 20% to below 15%. Where would that leave Northern Ireland? Well, the Finance Minister, Martin Mueller, has been speaking to me this morning, setting things out.
Well, good morning from beautiful Ballycastle, Stephen. But I have a proposal for you, because as you have told me often, you are the biggest show in the country.
Yes, and don't you forget it.
I won't, but why don't you ring George Osborne and put the question to him? His new economic policy, his five-point master plan, did he consider at all the situation here where we had plan to reduce corporation tax to 12.5% before he came in with his master plan? And if the answer is no, then I think you need to ask him what consideration does he give to the devolved regions in coming up with his economic plans, because that's important, because I think to me it indicates that we're so far down on his packing order that he doesn't give consideration to how to grow the economy here. And these are key questions which I'm trying to put to him, but I think you could put to him as well.
But you're the minister here. So what's your grand plan to improve the economy here? Corporation tax isn't going to work now, is it, if he reduces that to 15% or below?
Well, I think that is one of the reasons why there's a real lack of clarity today, because yes, you're right. We had thought that reducing corporation tax to 12.5% would be a game changer, could create over 30,000 jobs in the time ahead, would be a way to attract foreign direct investment, could really make it possible for us to for a whole new generation of people coming out of university and leaving school to provide them with jobs. But two major shocks to the system have now happened. The first was the EU referendum. That changed the world as we know it. There is still chaos in London. It's clearing up a little bit, but there's still really a lack of clarity from London on how they're going to proceed in terms of the referendum. Every time I turn on the TV, there's a second referendum. There's a court case to stop Brexit. So lack of real clarity coming out of London. But the second shock is indeed, as you say, that George Osborne has now said he reduced corporation tax to below 15%. Now, we don't know what that means. Is it 12.5%? Is that below? Or is it 14? Is it 14.5%? We don't know. As well as that, we don't know when, Stephen. So at least with us, we had said the date and the rate is April 2018.
Well, hold on a minute. No, you hadn't, because Sinn Féin was then throwing on all types of googlies and that, saying only if it could be affordable. So don't be trying to now say this morning it was all nailed down.
It's good. It's nice to hear a cricket reference as we come into summer. But of course, all the parties had agreed, and everybody, opposition and government parties alike, agree in Stormont in our recent debates, we need to get a deal which is affordable. We need to get a deal which is fair and proportionate. And discussions around that hadn't even started before the referendum result came through. And what has happened now at this stage is the Chancellor has offered me a meeting, along with my counterpart in Scotland, Mr. McKay, and my counterpart in Wales, Mr. Drakeford, actually to discuss general issues where we disagree with Treasury policy. That's before the referendum, so that meeting becomes more urgent, and he has offered that. But there is no certainty around corporation tax in this uncertain time. So what I have said is this: let's take stock. Let's look at where we are today. That's even before he came out on Sunday and said he was reducing his rate of corporation tax. But we need to, I think, really decide what are we trying to do. We're trying to create more jobs for our people. What is the best way to do that? I want to take corporation tax powers back to us, back to Stormont, so and other powers as well.
So do you accept if the Chancellor does reduce Britain's rate below 20%? Well, below 15%, actually. Do you accept that our corporation tax strategy would no longer be a game changer?
Well, I think he's put a horse and carriage through our policy. There's no doubt about that, because we had two reasons for it. One was to really be different from the British rate and be the same as the rate in the south of Ireland, because we know, especially in North America, that Ireland is viewed very favourably in terms of the 26 counties where the Republic of Ireland, people saying, we want to invest if you're in Silicon Valley or you're New York. And actually, they view Ireland as one island. They're not big on borders, and we had been able to say the tax rate is the same across across the island. I think that would have been compelling. So for foreign direct investment, I think it worked because it was the same rate as the rest of the island, but also significantly different. Okay, even if you went down to 17%, it wouldn't have been as great as the difference between 12.5 and 20%. But it's significantly different. That's no longer true unless we go with a different strategy and we reduce it even farther, and that would need to be considered. But also,
well, the DUP has floated that idea. They had 10% in their manifesto. Would you now support looking at that?
I think we'll look at all the options, but I think a corporation tax war would be a bad idea. So, but what I would say is
why.
Well, because who knows where that brings us? Who knows where that brings us? And does it really make a difference? And does it bring in enough tax to provide the services that we need for our people? But I wouldn't rule anything out. But you know, post referendum, we need to have access to this European market. If that doesn't happen, then the crisis, in my view, would intensify and be exacerbated. So as we move forward and this debate about Brexit continues, we need to insist we have access to the European market and access across the border, because if it becomes a hard border with tariffs and border checks, that's also deeply damaging to our economy. So it's unfortunate I can't provide all the answers this morning. I do hope to meet Chancellor Osborne to push forward answers on some of these issues. He, for example, hasn't spelled out what his corporation tax change will mean in practice. But I want to say one other thing. In his five-point plan, and this will inform your interview with him, in his five-point plan, he said he has other game-changing proposals for the British economy. One was greater investment from China. I am convinced that will make no difference to our economy in the north of Ireland in real terms. I'm okay. For it. Let's develop relations with China. And the other one is the northern powerhouses, the Newcastles and the Sunderlands. Nothing about the north of Ireland. And I think we need to be masters of our own destiny. We need to have the powers here to make real change. And I think that Stormont can make better decisions for the people here than Mr. Osborne can make. And I think that's proven by what he's done with corporation tax.
Marcin Muir, thank you very much indeed.
Good morning.
So that's the Finance Minister. The businessman Erwin Armstrong is with us today. Bumper Graham from the trade union NIPSA. Bumper, how's Bumper World?
Well, it's been better, Stephen. So it has.
And Erwin Armstrong. Good morning, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. Bit of a mess all of this now, isn't it? I wonder which way we should go.
Well, Stephen, I think it's very clear that what Osborne's done, and I mean, I wouldn't support yet more corporate welfare either being doled out by George Osborne or by Marcin O'Muir. But what Osborne has done has torpedoed, hopefully, the notion of corporation tax being dealt with separately in Northern Ireland.
Torpedoed it? And you're a happy man at that, are you?
Yes, we have always opposed.
Was this not the strategy to entice business into Northern Ireland?
Well, Stephen, if you look at the research and asked big multinational companies what is high on their list, corporation tax doesn't feature. They're more interested in terms of the ability to get a skilled workforce. So what I would say to Marcin O'Muir is the money that you would have given out in corporation tax to big business would be better spent in investing in technology, in our students, and to get a higher skilled workforce that would attract jobs.
Erwin?
Well, I must admit, Bumper, as usual, ignores all the facts that there are in the world. I think we need to look at what we have now as an opportunity to actually do things. Well, when we started looking at just corporation tax rates, the rate in the UK, if I remember correctly, was 28.5%, and we were looking at coming 16% under it. It's now from 2020 down to 18%. So what Judge Osborne has talked about is a 3% reduction below where he currently is.
No, he said, Erwin, below 15%. He hasn't said what the bottom line is. Is the bottom line 10%? Is the bottom line 12%? Is the bottom line 15%? We don't know what Osborne's bottom line is.
The lower it goes, the better opportunity we have in Northern Ireland to go even lower. There are plenty of countries in the world who have 0, 5% and all sorts.
Well, how low do you think we should go in Northern Ireland?
You've just heard it from Erwin. He would make corporate welfare the biggest spend going. Never mind attacking the poor and the unemployed, the sick, and our mess of financial services.
The one problem with your philosophy is very simple. It doesn't actually create any jobs.
What I've said is, listen to me carefully. Use them, instead of giving the money in corporate donations. Use that money to get a skilled workforce, and it's the skilled workforce that will attract inward investment.
Well, I think if you look at the ADA and you look at their list of why people come to Southern Ireland, number one or number two on all their lists is 12.5% corporation tax. So that's why
Irwin, they completely. You well know, Irwin.
Just 12.5%.
It is not corporation tax.
The worst of times.
It's the fact that the Republic massage other corporate tax positions, and it is not corporation tax per se. It's a report done by Richard Murphy which exposes...
Richard Murphy, I mean, he's hardly an unbiased...
Richard Murphy would stand over the integrity of the data that he is presenting. Leave Richard Murphy out of it anyway. And let me hear how low you would go in Northern Ireland to entice business into this country, Irwin.
Stephen, what I would like to see in this country is the lowest possible corporation tax, but it's got to be related to doing something. So if you invest lots in R&D, if you invest lots in training in your company, all of those things can be used to get you a much lower rate of corporation tax. We could actually introduce a corporation tax which actually favoured, a two-tier one which favoured smaller companies. We have enormous opportunities now because we're in a situation, you know, despite all the doom and gloom I hear, where exporters all over the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, have just had a 10% cut or a 10% increase in profits, depending which way you look at it, because of the reduction in the pound to the dollar or to the euro. So companies who export are out there now. They're on their phones. They're on their internet. They're on their planes, actually going to get more business. And that's what we need to be looking at. How do we get companies in here to get more business?
Don't forget, every percentage we cut off, it means less money for public services.
Yeah, that's exactly the point, Stephen. And look at the crisis our public services are in. We've heard on the news in this last 24 hours that our ambulance service is at the brink of collapse. We have heard yet more problems about providing nursery provision in special schools, and any devolution of corporation tax will see cuts to public expenditure.
Well, Bumper, can I ask you a question? The finance minister
said this morning that it wasn't just corporation tax he was after; he was after other fiscal powers.
Yeah. Bumper, can I ask you a question here? Would you support the cutting the $1 billion we spend on segregation in this country and spending it in some of these things?
My union's had a policy on that for many years, that we want to see our education system improve considerably, and one of the ways of doing that is helping promote integrated education.
Here's Jim and John Patrick. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Bumper a question.
Yeah, wouldn't we all?
Yeah, well, Bumper, you made a statement there about all these big companies all over the world, not emphasizing on Northern Ireland and the corporation tax. I mean, what if you got to back that up? I mean, anybody could come on and say this and say that. Where's your research? How can you back this up about these big companies?
It is well documented that there's been...
No. You tell me. I want you to tell me where it's documented.
I'll tell you. We have produced evidence and information, and there's, again, if you go to Richard Murphy's report, it's in there as well.
No, I want the Bumper Graham report.
No, it's Richard Murphy's report. And also, if you look at research that's been done amongst big multinational companies, they rank corporation tax well outside the top five of the region.
What research, Bumper? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Research done
what
by research? Academics in the economic area.
Go on the website. It's there.
You're telling me that you're going to make a statement and then tell me to go to a website?
What would you do, Jim?
That was Irwin telling you, not me.
What would you do, Jim?
Well, Stephen, I wouldn't get on a radio show and make a statement that I couldn't back up.
The statement can be backed up and the research is out there.
Well, you can't tell me where there is. You're telling me to go to your website and look it up.
Let me tell you again, Jim, it wasn't me, it was Irwin told you.
You know?
So if you're going to have a pop, have a pop at Irwin.
No, give me the statement.
An exact location.
I'll tell you what, people like me are tired of people coming on the Nolan show and every show and saying, well, this research, 10% here, 20% there, a million here, a million there.
But the main point, here's the main point we're discussing this morning, right? It's obvious. Should we cut public services, the likes of the health service, for example, should there be cuts in those services in order to give a tax cut to business? Because that's essentially the conundrum here.
No, Stephen, that is not the conundrum.
If you cut corporation tax, then you cut your revenue that government has. You cut the revenue that government has, then you cut the spending that government is able to have on public services.
No. The point I was making was you picked one place to make a cut, the NHS, which is a very emotive place. Nobody's suggesting you need to cut the NHS. There are plenty of other places we spend money in Northern Ireland.
Well, like where? Would you take it out of the Department of Education? Would you take it out of the roads? Where would you take this money from?
I already told you there's $1 billion being spent on segregation. Nobody seems to want to attack that.
Do you know that's a long-term plan?
Well, it's time we started on it. Corporation tax is a long-term plan. It's not...
Stephen, the other issue in this is...
year or next year.
The executive, when they first announced corporation tax, claimed it was going to create 58,000 jobs. Before Osborne's announcement, they had revised that figure down to 32,000. So almost 50% reduction. Now, with Osborne's announcement, how many jobs would devolving corporation tax bring to Northern Ireland against the cost of jobs lost in the public sector?
I think, Bumper, you've picked jobs lost in the public sector. I know, and you know, that it is way overstaffed. That's the reason it cannot. No,
it is very far from it. That's why we had the crisis at the weekend in the ambulance service.
You know, why is it 30%, Bumper, compared to the rest of the country at 20%? Yes, 50% more, and the wages are much higher.
No, the wages are not. The wages are comparable.
It doesn't matter where you do a job.
If you're doing a job in London, in Bristol, in Edinburgh, or in Belfast...
Let's compare it to the private sector in Northern Ireland, Bumper, where we live and where all these people live.
You see, that's your point, Mervyn. You perpetuate the low-wage economy and try and sell Northern Ireland as a low-wage economy.
I have no interest in selling Northern Ireland as a low-wage economy. What I'm saying to you is your employees who are in the public service are actually getting paid up to 50% more than the people in the private sector.
They certainly are not.
John is in North Belfast. Good morning, John. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
See, most of my points have already been made there by yourself. You know, they talk about 30,000 jobs being created, while at the same time they're putting 20,000 public sector workers out of work. It doesn't make any sense just to pay for the corporation tax. And it's funny how they made that decision to cut corporation tax while at the same time they were denying the health service workers a 1% raise. You know, and for investment in the north here...
the health service workers got the 1% rise.
Yeah, but they've only just got it there. They've only just got it there last week.
Yes.
They've been fighting for it for 3 to 4 years.
That's right.
Right.
Still paid less than their counterparts in the rest of the UK.
They are indeed, because I have three public sector three health workers in my home alone.
Edward Armstrong, where did you get that from, by the way, that some of Bumper's workers are paid? What did you say? It's just ringing around my head now.
What I said was 50% more. And even
who is paid up to 50% more?
The average in the civil service is 50% more
than
the private sector. Than the private sector. If you take the educational attainment into account, it might come down to 35%.
Hold on a minute. But you're saying that people in the public sector are paid for comparable jobs? Is that what you mean?
Yes. That's the point. If you go into the...
Stephen, can I come in there, please?
Hold on to hear what he's saying.
Okay. Yeah.
If you go into the department's website here, all the figures are there. You don't need to look any further than our own department to look at the level of wages in Northern Ireland in the private and public sectors. They're grossly distorted.
And that's, as I said, Stephen, because the likes of Irwin and indeed the chief executive of Invest Northern Ireland on Good Evening Ulster last week, selling Northern Ireland as a low-wage economy.
Is that true, though, Bumper? 50% more?
No, it's not true. And again, Irwin is not doing a proper analysis. If you look at the pay of public servants, as I said, our health service workers are paid less than they are in England, Scotland and Wales.
Well, we live here, Bumper. We don't live in England, Scotland or Wales.
At the end of the day, if you're a nurse in Southampton, a nurse in Swansea, a nurse in Dundee or a nurse in Derry, you should be paid the same as your counterparts.
I'm afraid, Bumper, that is not how the private sector actually see things. They see people being paid much more than them.
But we're talking about people getting annual... And they're all paid out of tax gathered by the UK Treasury.
You wanted to come back in, John?
Yes, Stephen. I have a daughter who does a very responsible job here in Belfast. Right? She gets £500 a week. If she were to do the same job in London, she gets £1,000 a week. It's a hell of a difference. Now, there's one more point that I'd like to make before I go here. When they talk about investing in the north of Ireland, I don't believe that would happen. I believe most investment will go down south of Ireland because the south is going to finish up as the only English-speaking country in the euro. And I think that in itself will be an attraction.
Okay. John, thank you. Erwin, thank you. Bumper, thank you. Morning to you.